Take a text tonight from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26. Matthew 19:26. But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. First, I'd like to bring you greetings from the saints in Pullman. Some of them are here tonight, and many are back home. We certainly do appreciate your prayers for the little flock there. We have been watching and following all the meetings here. They've been wonderful. You know, there's a song that comes to mind as we sit down and watch all those meetings and hear the word of the Lord preached over and over again. I just can't stop singing, Lord, I hear of showers of blessing. Thou art scattering full and free. Showers, the thirsty land refreshing. Let some drops fall on me. You know, tonight with God's help, I bring you good news. The portion we just read said, with men it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. You know, I don't know if you have faced some impossibilities in your life, or you've seen people declare that this is impossible. Have you gone for a routine medical checkup that the doctor then declared, this is not good? Or the prognosis showing impossibility of survival? Maybe you've seen some people go far into sin. As we always say here, sin will take you farther than you want to go. It will make you pay more than you want to pay. You see some lives that have been destroyed by sin, and you wonder, is it possible for this life to be put back again? With man, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. You know, the Bible did not say some things are possible. The Bible says all things are possible with God. You know, there are many examples of impossibilities that are made possible in the Bible. In fact, when I read the Bible, it's really hard to see God do anything that is normal or ordinary. This word of God contains accounts of extraordinary. This word of God contains accounts of things that have been deemed impossible, that God made possible. Let's start here. Our society says it is impossible to create something from nothing. Yet, God created the world from nothing. You know, Genesis 1:1-3, the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And it says, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. And God said, let there be light. The earth was formless. The earth was shapeless. No form, no shape. But God said, let there be light. And the Bible says, and there was light. Impossible, made possible by God. You know, Prophet Isaiah said, the Lord gives beauty for ashes. Will you see a life that is formless, a life that is shapeless, a life that is wrecked by sin, and everybody gives up hope, so to say. But God said, no, I'm not done with that life. I still want to do something impossible. Maybe you have family members and friends and people that you have been praying for, and it seems that the more you pray for them, the more they go farther away from God. I have good news for you tonight. With man, this is impossible. But with God, when it comes to the plan of salvation, all things are possible. God can make another ordinary life extraordinary. You know, when God takes a life that is wrecked by sin and God turns it around, isn't that what the Lord did for you? Isn't that what the Lord has done for people here that you see tonight? And people see us and they wonder, oh, what a God. The God who can make the impossible possible. Our society says it's impossible to give birth in old age. In fact, when I read a few review papers the last few days, scientific journals show that reproduction significantly decreases with increased age. In fact, a paper that was archived in the National Library of Medicine reports that when a woman is younger than 30, she has an 85% chance to conceive within 1 year. At the age of 30, there's a 75% chance to conceive in the first 12 months. And that chance declines to 66% at the age of 35 and 44% at the age of 40. And by 44 years of age, an average woman is done. This is what science says. In fact, when you reach 50 or 70 or 80, it's like impossible. But Genesis 17:17. Abraham said, the father of faith said, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear? Well, one chapter later in Genesis 18, even the Bible says Sarah laughed and wondered if she could have a child because she was too old. In other words, even Abraham and Sarah, they felt it is impossible. But Genesis 18:14, God said, is anything too hard for the Lord? In other words, God was saying, with man, it is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. I like gospel meetings. Gospel meetings are full of possibilities. Possibilities for a soul, a sinner, to be saved. Possibilities for burdens of sin to be lifted. You know, God fulfilled his promise. You can read that in Genesis 21:1-3. The Bible says, and the Lord visited Sarah as he had said. She conceived at age 90. That defies science. The word will say, no way, it's impossible. These are not fictions. These are things that God of heaven can do. I feel like tonight is another night of possibilities. You know, every night of these gospel meetings, of these winter tabernacle meetings, there have been nights of possibilities. Tonight is another night. The society will say impossible for anyone to cross or walk through the sea on dry land. But with God, it is possible. You remember the story of Pharaoh and the children of Israel? one plague after the other, because Pharaoh said he would not let God's people go. And finally, after the 10th plague, God delivered his people. And Pharaoh then sent his chariot, his armies. They began to pursue the children of Israel. And the children of Israel saw them. In front of them, they had the Red Sea. Behind them, they had the armies of Pharaoh. Where would they go? With man, it was impossible. But with God, all things are possible. You know, God will make a way for you. He will make a way for you. The Lord said, Exodus 14:15, and the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore Christ thou unto me, speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. The Israelites, they went through on dry ground. In fact, the Egyptians, the Pharaoh, they thought, oh, let's do as them. I love that song. It says, for it was not very formal for fire to come down from the sky. It's what the Lord does for us around here. It's not very formal. You know, the devil will want to make it look like, oh, it's ordinary. I tell you, saints, it's not ordinary. It's extraordinary. The walls of Jericho, they fell down. How do you fall down a wall like that? You have to be built up with muscles. But God said, just sing. There is power in gospel singing. There's so much power. And God said, just go around the city one day, go around one time. They did that six days. One day, they went around. The second day, they went around. And the people of the land will be looking at them. Something must be wrong with these people. You know, when they look at us, they feel like something is wrong with us. I remember when we moved to Pullman and we wanted to buy a house, and our real estate agent said, well, my policy is to get a house that is central to what matters most to you. And then he asked me, where do you normally go? Church, home, and work. Then he said, okay, where is work? Washington State University. Where is church? Mention Yakima address. He looked at me. Which house on that 3.5-4 hours trip do I get for you? And he told me, you must be crazy. He said, somebody must have whitewashed you. No. I told him, Craig, no. Nobody whitewashed me, but I have been heartwashed. They were looking at the children of Israel just going around. And on the seventh day, God said, go around seven times. I want to do the impossible. This is not a warfare whereby you are going to shoot a gun. This is not about gunshot. This is about believing to the salvation, to the deliverance of God's people. As soon as they went around seven times, God said, just blow that trumpet. They blew the trumpet. The walls of Jericho came tumbling down. With man, it was impossible. But with God, all things are possible. It's nothing impossible with God. You know, do you know a way to make the sun, moon, and stars stand still? Impossible. If I still read a few days ago that some scientists tried so hard to figure out why there's a day missing in the celestial clock. They wanted to know. Then they found out why. Because Joshua said, sun, stand thou still. Moon in the valley of Ajalon. And the Bible says, and the sun stood still, and the moon stayed until Israel had complete victory. With man, that was impossible. But with God, all things are possible. This book is full of impossibilities made possible. You read it, it will do something to you. It will ginger you up. It will let faith arouse in you. you know, time would fail me to talk about many other impossibilities that God made possible. What about the power of God that made an axe head to float? What about how the Lord raised Lazarus from the dead 4 days late and yet on time? Maybe you're going through something and you feel like, God, where are you? God is there. All you need to do tonight is that, Lord, I believe. For Jesus himself declared, in the book of Mark, if you will believe, all things, not some things, all things are possible. What should I say about the blind Bartimaeus, the impotent man at the pool of Bethesda, the woman with the issue of blood? I can go on and on. You know what? With man, it's impossible. And none of those things are possible. Maybe you are dealing with some problems or issues in your life that seem impossible. I want to congratulate you tonight. You are welcome to a house of possibility, to a place of possibility. Before I close tonight, I want to read Hebrews 10:4. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. This is one thing that the Bible says, it's not possible. It is just impossible for the blood of bulls and of goats to take away sin. Impossible. But hear what Ephesians 1:7 says. In whom we have redemption through his blood. That's the blood of Jesus. The forgiveness of sin according to the riches of his grace. Through the blood of Jesus, it is possible. You can be forgiven. I also love Hebrews 6:18. It says that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie. That's another impossibility. Impossible for God to lie. When God says it, he will do it. You know, I took my car to the shop some time ago, and when I got there, the shop was locked down. And I saw a big paper inscription in front of the shop. It says, we cannot help you today. Come back tomorrow. I went there again the second day. I saw the same thing. Sorry, we cannot help you today. Come back tomorrow. But you know, I have good news for you tonight. The Lord can help you today. The Lord does not have to say, no, we are full. Our business is closed for the day. No, God's business is not closed tonight. God's business is still open tonight. He can save you tonight. The big question is, what are the impossibilities in your life? Have you been saved? Has sin taken over your life? We invite you, come to the God of possibilities. Have you been sanctified? Have you been filled with the Holy Spirit? Maybe it seems like all of these meetings have just been building on one another. We've heard about the rapture. We've heard about to come hungry and thirsty, to come with expectation. And now what God is saying is, you need to believe that with God, all things are possible. Or maybe you have a sickness in your body. Maybe you just have some things, family, children that you've been praying for who have just gone far away from God. And it seemed impossible. The good news tonight is with God, all things are possible. Before I close this, a song I love to sing, it says, be of good courage. God spoke to Joshua. When a river got pointed away, Jordan uncrossable, things seemed impossible. Waters divide as they march and obey. And the chorus says, got any rivers you think are uncrossable? Got any mountains you can't turn it through? God specializes in things thought impossible. He does the things others cannot do. What are the impossibilities in your life tonight? Would you bring them to Jesus? Try Jesus. Maybe you've lived with those impossibilities for long. You know, sometimes we live with some impossibilities to the point that we just give up. We've prayed for family members who are not saved, and we've prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed, and we feel like, okay, I will give up. Or maybe you've been praying for the mighty outpouring of the Spirit, and maybe the devil is telling you it's impossible. Tonight is a night of possibilities. Just come and say, just like Jesus said, if you will believe, all things are possible. Even if you see that your belief, your faith is a little bit low, you can say like that man said, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. Bring your impossibilities to Jesus tonight. The song is 131. God wants to make your impossibilities possible. Amen.